FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we've been partnering with a lot of resource companies recently in light of the comeback that the sector's made. We're seeing a little downtrend in gold right now, which was expected. Only thing that surprised myself is it didn't happen earlier, and I'm no forecaster, but it just seems when something advances for a while, it's going to pull back at some point. But with that in mind, these mining stocks have been on fire, have thrown off returns that we haven't seen since 2011, and the company you're about to hear about has just started publicly trading yesterday. This is from all the companies I've interviewed, and I've interviewed dozens, maybe over 100 over the years. This company is the most incredible story that I've ever seen. And I think it also is a pretty good opportunity in the interest of public disclosure. Don't own the stock and probably won't be buying it, but it's stock you should know about. And I'm talking about K92 or K92 Mining Inc. Interesting name. Really got to take a look at it. It trades under KNT on the TSX Venture, and we've got part of the management here to discuss it and talk about what's going on. Brian Slezarczyk is with us now, and Brian, welcome to the show.
Kerry, I'm really excited to be on, and as you mentioned, we just started to trade yesterday. We've been advancing this asset for 2 years now. We purchased the asset from the world's largest gold mining company, Barrick Gold, and it's exciting to be on your show at a time that we've come to trade over the last 24 hours, so this is a very new opportunity.
Well, the story behind it is just amazing, and I should also say you're the president and director of the company, but the story behind how this came about, it's so instructive about how big corporations work, what happens when companies hit a really bad patch, how they just do anything to survive, and even at the cost of parting with extremely valuable assets. So just tell us about the project involved and how you came to purchase it from Barrick.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Kerry. This was a project that Barrick Gold purchased in 2007 for $141 million, U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. Barrick then went on and invested a substantial amount of capital advancing the project. And we're very fortunate because of the fact Barrick spent money on the underground mine development, the mill, the infrastructure. So this is very much a turnkey operation for us. Now, Barrick Gold, as some of your listeners might realize, had incredible financial strain on them coming out of the tough, tough times in the gold market. Barrick had $13 billion in debt, and they committed to their shareholders that they would sell and exit all of their non-core regions, exit all of their non-core projects. And as such, we were able to pick this project up at the depth of the bear market in gold, and because of the fact we've been able to privately fund this for the past 2 years, investors now entering K92 have the benefit of that, and we're targeting very near-term production. The asset is a high-grade asset. It's of significant size, and everybody can refer to our 43-101 report on the resource size. But you've got a 10-gram plus asset here, and we've got 1.84 million ounces of inferred, another 240,000 ounces of indicated. It's a very high-grade asset, significant size potential. I want to mention an anecdote to the story, is that shortly after we purchased the asset, a guy named Alex Davidson joined our team. And why that's important is that Alex was the executive vice president in charge of exploration and corporate development worldwide for Barrick when Barrick bought this project for $141 million and then invested significantly in it. Shortly after K92 acquired the asset, Alex joined the K92 team.
Hey, well, that kind of says it all. And you can just imagine the fights going on in the boardroom at Barrick. And he was probably the leading proponent of this project, saying, you can't sell this. This is our future. Look at the ore grades. You know, you're looking at, 11.9 grams per ton. It's almost ready to produce. Our cost of production is well under the existing price of gold. How can you do this? And then, of course, he voted with his feet. I mean, it's just an amazing story. And you basically paid them $2 million for this, along with the potential, revenue sharing or profit sharing payments in the future.
Yeah, and remember where we were and where we're at now in the gold market. And for the past 5 years, I've been very bullish on gold, but it's been in a tough environment. Remember that in 1980, gold was at $800 an ounce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Dow was at 800.
I remember.
In 1934, gold was at $36, and the Dow was at 37. Where's the Dow today? Mm. The Dow at 15,000, 16,000.
Yeah,
and where are we at with gold? We're at $1,200 an ounce. Today, the Dow's trading just below 18,000. Mm-hmm. And here we are at 1,222 per ounce on gold. So I think that we picked this thing up in an environment that gold is beat up. It's starting to resurge. Smart money, I think, is coming into the sector. But we were able to buy it when everybody else was exiting the space. And the management team that's been put together specifically for this asset has a track record of creating shareholder value. Tookie Angus, who's the chairman of the company, was one of the founding directors of Ventana Gold, which was sold for $1.3 billion in the last gold bull market. Ian Stocker, who's the CEO, his last big deal was a company called Uramin. Started off as a microcap, just like K92, and sold for $2.5 billion 2 years later. Mm. This is a team that was built for the project and attracted to the project because of the size, the high grade of gold, and the expansion potential. A guy named Doug Kerwin, who's on our team, was credited with the discovery of Oyu Tolgoi. He led the team that discovered that deposit. Alex Davidson, who I mentioned earlier, was the executive vice president of Barrick when they owned this asset. So The good asset, the high grade, the size of the gold resource attracted this team in the depth of the worst gold market we've seen in our lifetime. And now shareholders that are entering K92 have all of the upside, but because we've advanced it privately for 2 years, can benefit from that significant investment to date, not only by us, but by Barrick previous to us owning the project.
Yeah, I find it amazing that you're able to acquire a project, I don't care what the market was, of this caliber for so little funds, that's already got a license that's literally, like you said, turnkey, couple of years worth of infrastructure work and prep work and, you know, getting the financials together, all that, which is work. And now it's just ready to go and become a world-class mine literally overnight. That is incredible. What production costs, what are we looking at here?
Well, we're targeting to be in the lowest quartile of production costs in the industry. And it's a high-grade deposit. It's got significant size, as listeners can see for themselves via our resource reporting. But what's interesting here is that when KNT started to trade yesterday, I think that you saw smart money coming into the situation. There's significant institutional interest. And here's why. Very much as you just stated, this is an overnight success that has taken 2 years to get to this point.
Yeah.
And what we inherited from Barrick, 350-person camp, paved road to the property, a dedicated hydroelectric line that gives us power at the very cheap price of 11 cents a kilowatt hour. We've got a mill. We've got the underground development. We purchased an asset from the world's largest mining company, the world's largest gold company, I should say, at the bottom of the market. And now, based on 2 years of hard work by our team on the ground, we're targeting very near-term production, lowest quartile type cash costs, and shareholders that are entering the name. And this thing just started to trade yesterday. Shareholders that are entering the name get to benefit from that 2 years of work, funding, advancement, and the previous huge investment by Barrick Gold. And as I just said, it's an overnight success that took 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just incredible. And so you had a lot of experience here. Is this the most exciting company you've ever been involved with, opportunity?
This is without a doubt the single biggest opportunity, not only that I've seen, but the biggest opportunity in the space that I've seen. And when you look at the board, the management team that's been put together for this, I think it attests to the value of the project. Tukey Angus, as chairman, has been involved in some of the most successful mining endeavors in our lifetime. Mm. Ian Stocker sold his last deal, as I mentioned, for $2.5 billion after starting it 2 years previously as a micro cap. Alex Davidson, former executive VP of Barrick. Doug Kerwin, former exec VP of Ivanhoe. A guy named Mark Eaton on our board, former head of global mining sales for CIBC. Guys like this don't put their name on anything. They're very, very picky about what they choose to get involved with, and they've all chosen to get involved with K92 because of the size, because of the grade, because of the infrastructure that's already in place. This isn't an exploration play. This isn't a pipe dream. This isn't a concept company. This is a company that has a mill, a mine, a big resource, a high-grade resource, infrastructure in place. And that infrastructure, as you might imagine, because we purchased it from the world's largest gold company, is very, very high quality. And we picked it up when nobody wanted gold. You know, essentially we bought an umbrella when it was sunny outside. And everybody that's now entering the name has the benefit of the last 2 years of hard work, capitalization, et cetera, and the previous Barrick investment, and the people that are looking at KNT right now are able to do so on the back of all that work, but literally one day into trading. So it's a fresh opportunity for everybody in the public market, but it's taken 2 years of hard work by a great management team.
Yeah, and that is the key, let's face it, because you're going to be an operating company, a producing company, that you need the team in place to get it there, because, like you said, it's a lot of work.
It is, and I think that we're also all of the opinion that gold has the potential to go much higher. And you have these countries. It's interesting, Kerry. We just found out in Canada a couple of months back that Canada has no gold left. The central banks have
sold it all.
The gold space.
It's insane.
It's insane. The U.S., Canada, these Western nations.
Venezuela just sold off their entire gold reserves to try to feed the people.
Absolutely. And then you have nations like China and Russia gobbling up gold, you know, as much as they can get their hands on. And it's insane. What the Canadian government noted was, well, don't worry, we don't have any gold reserves left, but we have $48 billion in U.S. currency. So this is just insanity. We're propping up each other's fiat currencies with more useless fiat currencies. And the nations that are emerging, like China, as economic powerhouses, are gobbling up as much gold as they can get their hands on. And we just think there's a tremendous opportunity here for gold, that it's undervalued right now. It's a it's a currency in itself that has withstood the test of time. For 5,000 years, gold has been the go-to, the de facto currency of the world. It's only in the last 50 years that our nutty central bankers have colluded to make fiat currency a replacement for the gold standard, and it's not going to end well. And if investors want to survive, I think they really have to consider gold, because gold has worked for 5,000 years. During the last 50, these genius central bankers have decided otherwise, but you can see the tide turning out there now, and people are gravitating back towards gold, and that's why situations, I think, like Canine 2 present such an opportunity.
Hey, I couldn't agree with you more about what you said about currency and gold and all that. I mean, that's why I got into this, why we started the Financial Survival Network, because saw the coming, I don't want to call it collapse, but the erosion of the quality and value of the currencies. But the amazing thing about Canine 2 is that even if the currencies were going to continue onward and not lose that much and everything was going to be fine, this would be a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the situation. In the last few gold bull markets, we've seen gold trade at the same value as the Dow. Now, at 17,000, are we going to see that type of gold number? Who knows? But if we get halfway there, it's a heck of a good situation for the companies that have gold. Now, at the same time, we're protected, in my view, to the downside. The fact is that we're targeting to be the lowest quartile performer in the industry. So even if gold pulls back and we're wrong about gold, we still have a heck of an opportunity, because it's high grade, it's significant size. But if gold goes higher, like we personally believe it will, the opportunity just gets multiplied.
Absolutely. Well, this is an amazing opportunity, amazing situation. Of course, I'm not telling anyone out there, any of you, to buy it, because I'm not a financial advisor. And if you followed my advice like I did, you would have lost money in the past and you probably lose it in the future. But this definitely bears looking into. Do your due diligence on it. I mean, there's an amazing amount of information about this on the web from disinterested third parties, something you need to know about. So the symbol again is KNT on the TSX Venture. I go to the site. What's the website again, Brian?
It's www.k92mining.com. As you mentioned, the symbol is KNT on the TSX Venture here in Canada. And it, like you said, I'm also not a financial advisor. Incidentally, I used to be. I worked for one of Canada's largest brokerage firms. This was the type of opportunity I would have loved to have seen. I'm bullish on gold. I think that this presents a very unique situation, compelling situation, in that it's high-grade gold. It's got significant size. But I urge people to do their own due diligence, take a look at the situation, talk to an investment advisor. And I think if you're bullish on gold, it's probably one of, if not the most compelling situations to consider.
Hey, I definitely am going to take a look at this. It's amazing. And I know, like, the other thing is, when Barrick builds infrastructure, it's top notch. I mean, it is A quality. I know that road will last for 50 or 100 years. And the mill and everything else, the camp, they only do things with the highest quality when they build infrastructure for their projects. I mean, that's Barrick. So
absolutely. This is Cadillac infrastructure in terms of the mine, the mill, the paved road, the hydroelectric line. Fully permitted, fully licensed, all of those question marks are out of the equation. The biggest question marks when you invest in mining usually relate to. What's the CapEx going to be? What are the permitting issues going to be? Well, in this case, all of that's taken care of. This is fully licensed, fully permitted, fully constructed, and ready to commence production.
Yeah, it's like you were able to buy Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. The only thing you had to do was put locks on the door and put signage up, and you could buy it at 2 cents on the dollar. I mean, and pay out a little bit from future earnings. It's an amazing situation. My hat's off to you. I wish you the best of luck. Find out more. You can go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And also, just there was a good article about it, good video on mining.com, just posted the other day. And take a look there. It's got a timeline that will blow your mind. Brian, best of luck to you. And we'll definitely be talking to you in the future. I want to see how the success unfolds on this.
Great. Thanks so much for your time, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.